Nolte, Joe Biden losing Hispanic voters to Trump in critical swing state of Florida. By John Nolte on September 4, 2020. Joe Biden's collapse in the polls marches on as news breaks he's losing the Hispanic vote to President Donald Trump in the crucial swing state of Florida. According to Quinnipiac, a pollster that leans far to the left, Trump earns 45% of the Hispanic vote in the Sunshine State, compared to just 43% for Slow Joe. Currently, Trump is polling 10 points higher with Florida Hispanics than his 2016 Election Day numbers. Joe Biden, who is a racist, is polling 19 whole points, than Hillary Clinton did in 2016. Hillary Clinton won Florida Hispanics by double digits. Overall, Quinnipiac has Biden up 3 points in Florida, 48-45%. That is a 10-point shift to Trump in 6 weeks. That is also a poll of registered voters, not likely voters, so the race is probably tied. Personally, I find it hard to believe Trump is beating Biden among Hispanics and behind 3 points overall, but whatever. Even the serial liars and left-wing conspiracy theorists at Politico are concerned. Biden lags among Florida Hispanic voters, the headline reads. And that headline is about a separate poll, one that does not show Trump leading with Florida Hispanics, but confirms China Joe's in trouble. Biden leads Trump among Hispanics by 53-37% in the poll conducted for Equis Research, a Democratic Latino research firm, Politico reports. While his advantage seems large, Biden's 16 percentage point margin spells potential trouble for him because it's 11 points lower than what Hillary Clinton received in 2016 exit polls, when she lost the state to Trump. This poll shows Trump doing 2 points better than he did in 2016. According to the Real Clear Politics poll of polls, the gap in Florida is rapidly closing. Trump was down more than 8 points in late July. He's down only 1.8 today. All the momentum is against Biden and with a president who found his stride during last month's convention. Biden, who's been credibly accused of sexual assault, has repeatedly faltered since his own convention forced him out of his Delaware basement. For 88 days, while his supporters and the domestic terrorist groups Black Lives Matter and Antifa burned down one Democrat-led city after another, he not only refused to speak out against the violence, Biden encouraged the terrorists and the terrorism. He openly sided with them. For 88 days, Joe Biden basically ran around his basement, calling America a racist bitch who deserved to get assaulted. And now he's paying the price for that, for forgetting America is not Twitter and sure as hell is not GMLOL. Further, now that he has to go out and campaign, the fact that he's a feeble imbecile is becoming more and more apparent. The mistakes he's making prove he's unfit to dress himself, much less lead the free world. Just this week he said Thomas Edison did not invent the light bulb. He said homeless people should not be paying 30% of their income for housing. He promised he was gonna go down fighting. Most telling is the effort he's still putting into pandering to the black vote. We're 60 days out and the Democrat nominee still feels the need to pander to his base. Not a good sign. But Trump is doing better than average with the black Americans. Biden apparently had no idea black people prefer law and order over looting and burning. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.